BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, April 9th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. It is Holy Thursday. We have a stacked broadcast for you. Once again, always best to have a paper and pencil handy, or a pen, you know, because we have some really good information that you should have. So here's a virus update. Number of Americans seeking unemployment last week, 6.6 million. That's expected. The out-of-work folks now, 16 million. You know, shut down. You can't expect anything different than that. It'll come back fast once the pandemic lifts. But now, plenty of suffering. Now, unemployment benefits. I get a lot of mail on this. Please heed me. Okay. So you have to apply in your state for unemployment benefits. If you're confused about how to do that, there is a phone number. 1-877-US-2-JOBS. 1-877-US-2-JOBS. Now, it'll probably be a pain in the neck to get through, but you can go on the website, U.S. Department of Labor website. Everything is there, but you got to do what they tell you to do. Very important. The stimulus checks, if you have direct deposit, that means you file electronically with the IRS, you get them next week, says the Treasury Secretary. If you do a paper return, it'll take a little bit longer as we report. That makes sense, right? If you are in a nonprofit religious organization, again, I get a lot of mail from this. Yes, you are qualified for relief from the federal government. All right. So the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S, CARES Act, will send money to religious organizations that keep their personnel employed. Again, you go to the U.S. Department of Labor, that's the nexus right there. Walt Disney, now this is a signal. This is a signal to everybody else in the economy. It says, maybe, read the maybe as definitely, when we reopen our theme parks, we'll require all customers to take a temperature check, which takes 2-3 seconds now. You just point the thing and it registers. That will happen. So Disney will reopen as early as it can, obviously millions and millions of dollars a day at stake. And they'll take people's temperatures as they walk in. Now, the problem is the fees to get into Disneyland and Disney World so high, you may have a temperature just from paint. No, a little levity there. We need a little levity in all of this. And that Disney strategy will be incorporated in many, many places. That you'll go to consume something and they'll take your temperature. It's almost like getting on an airplane. When you go through security, that's what they're going to have now for a short-term period of time. Almost exactly the same as the security for the airlines. And on the subject of the airlines, they say they're going to cut back summer schedules about 90%. Nobody's booking. That can change like that, you know. People have to fly. But Tuesday of this week, 100,000 people flew into USA. That's minuscule. All right? And those people had to, I'm sure. But business travel will come back, and then leisure travel will come back. But the airlines better get it together as far as giving refunds, as I said yesterday. We'll deal with that, and I got a couple of letters on that. All right, now here's something new and important. In New Jersey, the governor, Phil Murphy, a Democrat, has ordered all residents to wear masks in grocery stores. And Washington, D.C. has done the same thing. I guess this is going to be done in a lot of states that have an acute problem with the virus. It's more to protect the grocery store employees so that if a person is infected, instead of taking their temperature at the door to see if they can come in, they let them in. But you got to have a mask so you don't sneeze and cough and get the airborne viral stuff. So do I object to that? I do not. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall
and lose its coveted role as a world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The far left does not want any of this out. They want to tell you that it's the Black Plague, that it's doom, and Trump is the reason why. Okay? That's what they want you to believe. Now, you don't, because you have your own private news agency. But most Americans have no blanking clue what's going on, and they hear things like this. Roll the tape.
The consequences were laid out for him vividly by people like Peter Navarro and others, and yet the reaction was incompetent and inadequate. And I don't think it's actually an overstatement to say that Donald Trump has, there are tens of thousands of people who will die in the country, or have, some of them have already died, more are still going to die because of Donald Trump's incompetence and lack of leadership.
It's just a lie. As we pointed out, there were three debates between January 1st and February 27th. Three Democratic debates, not one candidate said a word. Not one moderator brought it up. It's astounding. Yet that dishonest individual, all right, intellectually dishonest individual, gets on and spouts that crap on NBC News. Because NBC is part of the cabal that thinks the virus is not as bad as Trump. That's the calculation. Trump's worse than the virus. Re-electing Trump is worse than a pandemic. So we can say anything and distort anything so the president will not be re-elected. That is what's happening, the wall of doom. And I, you know, as I said, I'm writing a column about it. Now, only a few minutes after I said the pre-existing conditions are killing most people in America, the French guy in charge of the pandemic, let me get his name here, he makes a public statement. Jean-François Delfry. Jean-François Delfry. How about that, huh? Accent? All right, so he comes out and he says, hey, the reason that people in America are dying, so not, you know, France has many, many more people dying than we do. In fact, the death rate in France is 10%. The death rate here is 3%. So more people percentage-wise die in France than here. But he says that obesity is one of the reasons that people are dying. And the quote is, that is why we're worried about our friends in America, where the problem of obesity is well known and where they will probably have the most problems because of obesity. All right. I mean, we eat too much garbage. There's no doubt about it. I did have a radio commentary today. It said one of the things about being sequestered at home is that people are eating bad stuff. I'm guilty of that. I had some stuff I never would have eaten. I don't do it anymore. I just, you know, I'm going to keep my discipline. But we eat bad stuff in America. And we have far too many people who put themselves and others at risk because they are so heavy. Okay, but this is what I want to tell you, that this is all part of this pandemic. It's all part of it, and all the facts should be out there so you can evaluate the big picture. Roll the spot, and we'll be right back.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, I'll see some mail here. Anthony Valentino, Manitou, Oklahoma. Bill, you're absolutely correct. President Trump should not wear a mask. The leader should never show fear or weakness. You're right about Patton, no mask, no fear. I thought the Patton analogy was a good one. Can't see old George wearing a mask if he were the military leader in charge of the pandemic. CJ on the message board. Bill, you make us all feel safe. I know you have a good heart, strong face, sincere kindness, and integrity. I'm so happy to be able to listen and watch you every night. We are here to reassure you, but also to tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth is hard. Beth Ellen, concierge member. Thank you, Beth Ellen. I'm happy to be a concierge member and have access to you, plus the shopping benefits. Great investment. You know, I continue to tell everybody, concierge membership somewhere down the line is going to save you far more money than it costs you to be in the club. Because whatever problem you have or whatever situation you have, privately you send me an email and I will help you. Chris, here in the Philippines, we're limited to 2 outings for essentials per week, 5 hours each trip. Everywhere you go, your temperature is taken. You're subject to alcohol and or hand washings. No mask, no entry. Okay, that's the Philippines, kind of a dictatorship there. So they can get away with a lot more than we get here, but I appreciate your letter. We want to hear from those of you watching around the world and what's going on in your places. You know, I can't thank you enough. As I mentioned, surge, hundreds of thousands of people coming to BillO'Reilly.com. And, you know, I'm hoping that you take something from this broadcast every day that can be useful in your own life. Happy Easter. We'll see you Monday.